Spotlight shines bright on Radio Bucky.
Hey guys, it is Spotlight, and this is a recording for Oot and a Boot. Next weekend is the Scottish Traditional Boat Festival in Portsoy, which myself and Zafra on the Sofa attended last year, and we're hoping to go again this year. It's on Saturday and on Sunday of next week, so that's the 25th and the 26th of this month. So Vivian's here tonight to tell us a flavour of the festival, and we're going to go over the festival one more time for those of you who've maybe never been before or completely missed it. Where on earth have you been if you've missed it? So anyway, let's welcome Vivian. How are you, Vivian?
I'm good, thank you.
And how's the organisation going? Are you at stress level maximum or...?
I think we've pretty much got it all covered now. I think we are ready to welcome the boats that are due to attend next week. All the visitors, the crews of the St Isles skiffs who are going to be battling it out on the open seas. It's a hotly contested regatta that they take part in. All the crews make their own boats prior to the festival and come and row in the many competitions. Really good to watch from the harbour side.
Weather depending, of course.
Of course, but we are going to get rid of this rain and we're going to have lots of sunshine for next weekend.
Positivity, that's what I like.
We're also going to be watching a team of enthusiastic volunteers who are going to launch their handmade wooden salmon cobble. They've been working on that for many months now, but I can't tell you the name. It's a closely guarded secret until the festival, so you'll have to come along and find out what the name is.
Wow, okay. Before we go into the highlights, Vivian, for our listeners who have either never been before or just haven't a clue what on earth we're talking about, what is the Scottish Traditional Boat Festival?
So the festival takes place over 2 days in Portsoy, situated round about the town, mainly focused on the two harbours, but it does include the Wally Green area as well, where you can find a food fair and lots of children's activities. Also Lough Soy area, which has got lots of activities for children, including Zorbin, Climbing Wall. This year we've got some segways as well to try out. So you can come along and test your skills and agility and control and see if you can tame the segways.
I don't think Zafra will be fit on that, but yeah, we'll give it a go. Why not?
I make some good photos for social media. So
cool. Okay.
So yeah, it takes place over 2 days. Lots of crafts. Come along and see people actually making things on the day. Get some wee treasures to take home with you. Lots and lots of music going on across various stages at the festival. We welcome lots of different singers from local areas and around the world. So really just a good festival for all the family to come along and enjoy.
Brilliant. Okay. But let's stick with sports and travelling up to Lough Soy, which, as most of us know, is a very popular area for the likes of outdoor sports and things like that. So what are the highlights of Lough Soy this year?
So with thanks again to Active Aberdeenshire, who bring along a team of volunteers, there's going to be Zorbin, which is really good fun, the mobile climbing wall, some street sports, including football, and a cycle track, which is new for the festival this year. So it'll bring a new element for Lough Soy.
Ooh, exciting. Oh, well, now we might have a bit of an exclusive social media competition, Vivian. So do you want to give us a little insight into that?
So we've got something really exciting happening this year at the festival. We're going to have a 100-metre water slide. Mm-hmm. It's going to run from Lough Soy down to the Wally Green along the old railway line. And there are so many people that are getting quite excited about this slide, including lots of the committee members. So I would say if you want to have a go, get along quickly, because there's going to be a big queue, I think, of committee members
imagine,
at least to try this out. So tickets can be bought from the Festival Ticket and Information Office, which opens this Saturday, the 18th of June. And it's open all next week right through festival. The tickets can be bought there until Friday. And then over festival weekend, there'll be a booth at Lough Soy where you can buy the tickets as well.
Okay. I haven't decided what the social media is going to be yet. So head on over to our social media, whether Facebook or Twitter, and the details should be up later on today. But what's the prize, Vivian?
Well, the prize is some free passes for the 100-metre water slide.
Ooh, I'm coming.
I think you'll need to get in the queue pretty early for that one. But at least behind me, because I'm going to have a go as well.
Oh, well, we can do it together. There you go.
So, yeah, some lucky winner can come along and have some free slides down the water slide.
Ooh.
Can't guarantee you'll be dry at the end of it, but...
I'm not kidding. It's fun anyway. So, guys, head on over to our social media later on tonight for details of the competition. Okay, let's go back towards the boating aspect. Now, speaking as a Norwegian, I believe you may have some of my Norwegian ancestors coming to visit this year.
Well, we are really excited to be welcoming some Vikings this year.
Ooh.
So maybe not from Norway, but from Shetland. We're expecting a squad from the Viking Jarl squad there, and some of the junior Jarl squad as well, which will be great to have them come along. So with thanks to Northlink Ferries, we are going to have them at the Harbourside Marquee all weekend. So you can come and have your picture taken with a Viking. You can ask them all about their traditions, about the Uphelia celebrations that they hold each winter, about building and burning of the Viking longships. There'll also be a treasure hunt to take part in. And there will also be the chance, again, through Northlink Ferries, to win a return trip for two to either Orkney or Shetland from Aberdeen.
Wow. Ooh, so, exciting stuff.
That's happening on the every hour. So you can enter at their marquee at the harbour side every hour over the weekend.
Now, Zafir, if you're listening tonight, no, you cannot go every hour. You have one opportunity. That's it. I can have this many, but hey.
But if he wins, he's got to take you, right?
Exactly. Good. And you and Roger and then the rest of the committee will all go as a group holiday or something. Now, we're talking music. I remember last year at the festival, there was a ton of local artists and continental artists as well. So who's topping the bill this year?
We've got such a big music programme happening again this year, which all kicks off on Friday night. We've had a slight change to the Friday night concert, which we are now terming Gig at the Green. It's going to have a different format where there are going to be tables and people are going to be encouraged to get up and dance and enjoy the evening. From there, we're welcoming Scottish singer-songwriter Amy Bailey, Scots fiddler Paul Anderson, Bothy Ballad champion Shona Donaldson, and headlining the evening is Dundee's lively Graham Brown Band. Now, they're a young band. I think there's six or seven of them in the band. I've listened to some of their stuff online and it sounds cracking. So I think that's going to be a really good night.
Oh, wow. And who is topping the bill on Saturday?
So throughout the festival and on the many different stages, there's going to be lots of different performers. We've got De Kinkels from Holland. They always get everybody up dancing. Come rain or shine, they're guaranteed to rock that stage. They'll be playing during the festival and they will also be playing at the Wally Green Marquee on Saturday night from 9 o'clock. They'll be joined by a band called Yirang Matang. Now, one of the members of this band is Jim Patterson, who's found fame through Dexys Midnight Runners. And Jim actually comes from Portsoy, so we're glad to be welcoming him back with his new band and really excited to hear them with the Kinkles on Saturday night. They'll be supported by Jack Sky, who's another local singer.
Okay. And to close the festival on Sunday, who are the headliners?
Well, to close it, again, it'll be De Kinkels. They always close the festival and they always pull a good crowd. So come rain or shine, everybody will be down there to celebrate the good weekend that they've had with the Kinkels at the main stage at the harbour.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, let's talk about, if I remember rightly, wandering around, there was a great massive attraction in the Wally Green, whether it be the food market or the craft market. Can you give me some flavours what's going to be in Wally Green this year?
So this year, again, we'll be hosting the food fair. So we'll be bringing together the best of the region's food and drink for everybody to go in. Lots to taste, lots to try. There'll also be a cooking demonstration going on over the 2 days. A really good programme there where we'll have experienced, skilled chefs in making fresh fish dishes, baking bread. And I hear that there's even going to be some boozy cakes made as well.
Ooh.
So perfect for that afternoon tea.
Nice. Oh, wow. Well, there is loads coming up at this year's festival. And I, myself and Zafin so far, are really looking forward to joining you this year. And obviously, we hope to be with you for the rest of the career of the festival, because it's such a great event. Now, if you guys haven't checked out the Boat Festival's social media or website, and you are still desperate to get tickets, Vivian, help us out. How do they get them?
Okay, so online tickets are still available on our website. The website is www.stbfportsoy.com. The full programme of events for all the different elements, music, crafts, food, drink, Lough Soy, all about the Vikings, about the slide, all of that's on our website for you to go and have a look at. We're also on social media. You can find us on Facebook and in Twitter at stbfportsoy.
Right. No, I think what she means is STBF on Twitter, and also it's the Scottish Traditional Boat Festival on Facebook. I should know that because I follow it, and so does everyone at Radio Bucky. They follow it as well. So, Vivian, is there anything you want to wrap up and plug?
Well, just to say that we'd love to have everybody to come along for the weekend. As I said, the ticket office is open in Port Soy from Saturday onwards for the full week. So get down, buy your tickets for the festival and also for all of the music events that are happening. Gig at the Green, the Kinkles and Yirang Matang on Saturday night included. We're expecting quite high demand for that. So if you really want to be there, I suggest you get your tickets early.
Brilliant. Okay. So guys, as Vivian said, please make sure you get your tickets for next weekend. And if you see myself and Zafra on the sofa wandering about, please do come over and say hello. And we'll do, Zafra's really good at doing a sunshine dance, so I'll get him to do a sunshine dance for that weekend. But before Vivian goes, she always has a good photo tag for social media. What's this year's one?
Oh, you've put me on the spot now. Let's go for hashtag STBFVikings.
Ooh, right, okay. So let's see what happens and how many exciting photographs come off from this year's festival.
I look forward to seeing all our visitors with the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a brilliant event. So all the best from us here at Radio Bucky, and we shall see you there. So for now, that's Oot in a Boot. Done.
You've been listening to Spotlight.